It's not a concern, I mean, it's more demand, but it gives you something to do with the future farmers, with hitting the future farmers is worth it, yeah. If we're looking for you, we've got.
I tell you one thing about that call, the reason I had him make it, I had a call talking to Mansfield last night, I called him after $100 debt. I said, Mike, I said, I'd like to come down this time for more research, you could have, he said, well, I'm looking for a credit card, and then he said, he'll much later. But he said, you know, Mr. President, I would strongly recommend that you might go to the funeral, and you might go
told you I thought I had it yesterday morning, but
it's definitely Bertrand is here. I would have would think it would be a nice touch and say, oh, he always sees you when you go there, probably by sometime.
I'm going. I thought I'd go over to the British Embassy, but I could run in. How late are you going to be here?
I would see him any time before 11:30, but not long, 10 minutes, you know. And at 11:30, I'm 11:15, could he come back? Or if I could see him, I have a signing ceremony at 12:15, 1:45, I'd leave at 2:30.
Why don't I bring him by about 2:50?
1:45. Yeah, it's 2:15, because I leave at 2:30, that's great.
I'll bring him by at 2:50, that gives me a good excuse to come back, because I'm going out of the British Embassy.
Why don't you bring me by at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And then, if I have a minute,
then we can continue whatever talk you've got left here.
I think it's a
very nice touch. That'd be greatly appreciated. I'll bring Cromer in too, because
yes, bring them by and I'll spend the evening.
I think that'd be
very nice. Isn't that special attention? They still deserve it.
So yesterday afternoon, Harriman called me, and I was having a bite to eat with Joe Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
He just came back from Hanoi, and I thought I'd
most
never want him to be able.
Look, I understand why you have to see all these other people. You understand?
Well,
my own objection.
So Harriman called up and said Alice Longworth and Joe Alsop were there. Would I mind dropping by?
At his house.
At his house, so I just dropped by with after dinner. And you should have heard Harriman. He said the only thing I would like to say is that they have the wrong man at the head of the ticket. Eagleton is better than McCubbin. Even he said, I'd rather vote for Eagleton than for McCubbin in the number one spot. And Kraft was sitting there with his mouth open. You know, Harriman has enormous influence on these guys.
I know.
And
he's been around a long time. He's seen a lot of people in his life.
And he is, I have.
What's really, Bob Alderman said that maybe he was pissed off Henry because they paid no attention to him at the convention.
Yeah, that's partly true, too.
But
still, they've now made it.
Here's him on Europe, here's him on Greece.
And
he said, how would you like the way, at least in that, that I strapped Greece into him on that?
That was beautiful.
About time somebody did that.
The only thing, if I may suggest, Mr. President, if you do another press conference, we mustn't say anything like there are good chances for negotiation, because we make ourselves hostage to these bastards in Paris.
Well, I guess so.
Bastards. The words themselves were all right, but the way they played it on television that night makes us that, I think.
What I'm trying to do is this. I don't think they're going to have negotiations.
I don't
know. I want to put it in a position, in a posture, that's where I set it up, Albert and the rest, that if they don't, that the chances have been destroyed in Congress.
That's
the purpose of this going.
But that's, I think that if I have found at least, I always say, I won't tell you anything. It's the first time we have a real chance. It's very sensitive. But I'm conducting these talks. You see, I'm afraid that someday, if they think we need it domestically, that they'll just kick us in the teeth.
I think they will anyway. But
my view
is, let's have a devil in line, and it can't be the North Vietnamese. It's much better to attack the Congress for explosive negotiations.
But I think we're better off blowing it up. My instinct is that if it fails, if it looks like failing, which we'll know in 2 or 3 more sessions, we should break off about the middle of September and say we'll resume on November 9th or something like
that. That's the end of the session if we ever break off.
Of a great record.
Not a great, just a record. We've got to be in a position of saying the enemy obviously has been encouraged by the congressman, the opposition candidate, waiting for the election. That's what my point is. Therefore, the congress and the opposition candidate have torpedoed the chance to have a negotiation now.
I agree. That's why I think, though, it's good to have some mystery now and not give the other guys. I'm really worried about Hanoi. We have them on their knees psychologically, and if they get the idea that we need it more than they do, they're going to go back to their brutal life. But we're not over the line yet. It's just if you give a press conference next week on television, I'd play it very cool.
Well, I think, that's true. I think, too, that they read this whole transcript. They'll see it right after I said that the enemy has.
No, the transcript.
Tomorrow's not even negotiated. I said, no, I don't want to raise false hopes. I said, I'm not suggesting that there are chances, but I, you know what I mean? But anyway.
deal, so you've got them, that's Matthias, Stevens, and Cook.
Well, Stevens and Cook ought to be with
them. Our guys think I switched Stevens and Cook.
Well, they ought to be all right. Matthias will never be. He ought to be, unfortunately, that son of a bitch. But that Cook's in my opinion. He and Percy are done, Henry.
Absolutely. I mean,
he isn't coming up for election.
Stevens at least is up for election.
Sure.
I can understand.
And Cook is an Iraqi. But you think you did.
Cook, I'm certain. So
how did you put it on the basis that they were.
No, he said, give me an argument I can use. I said, first of all, let me tell you what I really think. I said, I'm not saying who these negotiations are going to succeed. I'm saying that I see nothing good that you can do with this amendment. You can only confuse the enemy. You don't know.
Let's say, you know, if I'm using your document, I say exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
I said that it could at best confuse, at the worst, it could destroy.
Exactly.
That's the line.
Excellent.
You developed it.
And
what do you say to
them? And I said that's the first thing. Secondly, I'm not asking you to endorse the president. You don't have to say you agree with everything we're doing. What you should say is, this is not the time to have an amendment reserved. Your substantive position, if you were conducting the negotiations, maybe you'd do it differently.
Yeah.
That isn't the point, Cook said. Afterwards, he said he thinks he...
You know what I said to Alvin today, Mr.
Trahan? He was tremendously impressed.
He said what I said to him, which I think is a term you might use. I said, I'm not going to arm fish anything else. I'm not going to tell you that these negotiations. I says, Carl, I've never misled you on negotiations. He said, that's great. Now let me tell you, Henry had 6.5 hours. I said, we still are far apart on the critical issue, and that is, will we turn them over, will we impose a communist government? I mean, that's what we're far apart, the political stuff. But let me say that because of the military situation in the South, because of the effect of our mining and everything in the North, I said, it would seem to me that this is the time they ought to negotiate. I said, under these circumstances, I say, you don't want to destroy the chancellor. Maybe it isn't very great, but I said, all I'm asking, give us some time. I said, 3 months from now, then you can tear hell out of us. Or in the election, you can tear hell out of us. But give us some time. We need some time.
These are pretty decent guys, Boggs and Alger,
on this issue. But I think if you could say, give us some time. I said, look, you guys have got it both ways. I said, if you want, you give us the time. And we failed, you can say, well, we were responsible. But I said, if you don't give us time, I said, the record will have to come out, Carl, that it was the irresponsibility of the Congress that may have destroyed the chance for us to succeed.
Well, now with Ellen, the funeral, we have put the vote off from Monday. Already before the funeral, I got Timmons to put the vote off from Monday to Wednesday. On Tuesday, the news will come that I'm in Paris again.
Well,
on Wednesday, we can go to work on them again. And
well, Henry, you have done that. You're an achievement down here. It's unbelievable. I mean, the fact that we're still alive after 3.5 years is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, really, it is. But get back to this, to Harriman. He is really pissed off. What beyond what are the issues is? Is Europe worries him the most? What worries him the most?
Well, Europe, Greece. He says he had everything, every time he opens his mouth, he does something wrong. He says he's stupid, he's unfit to be president. Oh,
stupid.
And
what's he say?
And Alice Longworth, of course, is egging him on, but now he and Joe Alsop are great pals. And, he said.
And on Vietnam, the interesting thing is, he said, Harriman's not courageous to withdraw, is he?
Yeah. He wants us to replace you, but he doesn't want us.
I know, but he knows that a withdrawal is a difficulty with their position. A withdrawal for prisoners. First of all, the other thing is
they won't accept it.
But a withdrawal for prisoners doesn't replace you. A withdrawal for prisoners is totally a bug-out. A bug-out. And Harriman knows that, doesn't he?
That's right.
And also, you know, the most important point that you raised, that I haven't heard you raise before, except in another way, you've raised the point but not made the term. I hope you get it in your next meeting. The fact that he said if we have a withdrawal, if we withdraw,
and then they
raise the price, raise the ante. And he says it'll be blackmail in the use of term. Oh, isn't that
true? He said it will be the biggest blackmail bill anyone has ever to pay. I better go to the British Embassy already. right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'll bring Burke in around two.
Good.
And then
you might say it.